Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Miss Riz, and you are listening to The Morning Shift. Alright guys, it is about 6 a.m. in the morning. I'm telling you right now, I'm definitely crack-a-dawning. I haven't gone to sleep at all. That's how much I love what I do when I do what I do. Okay. I'm not going to be so heavy this morning, because I'm probably not going to last that long, so check this out. This is my first official morning shift, and since I've already committed, I was like, no matter how tired I am, I'm going to find a whole bunch of stuff to get done until I can get up on this. So, much appreciation to you all, those who are listening now, those who will be listening later. Much love to you, much gratitude. Okay, so now let's get to the good stuff. I wanted to make sure that in the morning I give you guys a refresher. I know people are getting up, getting prepared for their day, and that can be a very daunting task. I don't have to do that anymore, yet I remember what it felt like to have to be on a time clock almost on everything that you do, and it can be a bit much. So let's start off with a thought of the day, and if you guys like it, I would love for you to share it. Give me feedback. I'm always up for that. So the thought of the day is, the principles of living greatly include the capacity to face trouble with courage, disappointment with cheerfulness, and trial with humility. This is a quote by Thomas S. Monson. I like this quote a lot. This quote is the epitome of what I live. No matter what your circumstances are, what you're going through, who you allowed in your space, how you chose to be upset about, whatever, at the end of the day, it's all about how you work through it, how you respond, how you react, how you communicate. And oftentimes we're in the thick of it, that emotional upheaval, that battle that creates this war, and then you got to figure out how to get out of it without, you know, what they say, quote unquote, your tail between your legs. So I want to offer you all peace, love, and joy in your heart. No matter what may come your way throughout your day, remember that you can always restart, you can always refresh and create a new vortex of experiences that can more support what it is that you're looking to do, whatever your goals are, whatever the accomplishments you want to celebrate. Please keep in mind that you are the creator of what happens to you. So, moving on from that good old stuff, I'm just going to talk about the fact that one of the labels that I wear is called a holistic health coach, and it's taken me a few years to figure out, like, you know how they talk about what's your niche and your target market. Look, I worked in corporate for quite a few years, and I'm gonna be real with you, I am an urban, chill, laid-back chick from Brooklyn, New York. So when I went into the corporate world, I'm so grateful to my mom, I'm able to turn my voice on and to speak in ways that will allow me to be in different companies of others. But at the end of the day, I can give two floops about all of that. So anyway, learning so many different aspects of people's lives that are from so many different ethnic backgrounds, it kind of made me uneasy as I got older, just simply because you find out more and more how much people are insecure about a lot of different things. I mean, the weirdest things that are weird to me, my perspective, but aren't so weird in the lives of others. Just like there's things that are, you know, that I do. I'm a weirdo. I'm a true weirdo to a lot of people. Yet I'm like one of the realest people they know. I'm a weirdo. I don't care. I don't give a good god darn how you feel. Anyway, so over the years, I've been in corporate, I've been in hospitality, I've been in, IT, technology, I've been I've been in nothing. You know, unemployment, you know, an entrepreneur now. And throughout my experiences of that, becoming a health coach was something I kind of, I don't want to say tripped upon. I began to remember who I was, and what I came here to do. And that experience came from a family member of mine's pretty much, you know, being diagnosed with cancer, as a lot of other people can relate to. That journey really allowed for me to study certain aspects of living on a deeper level that I just did not acknowledge existed. You know, it's like I knew it was there, but I really didn't go deep enough. I just didn't have the support that led me into the path of, hey, that's over there. You may want to look into that. You know, I was always just a happy-go-lucky, accepting people for who they are, you know, and being in the moment so much that in my personal downtime, I would really have these conversations with myself. I remember it like as young as like 5 or 6. Like things were weird. People are different. Adults are creeps. I mean, you know, now that I'm an adult, I'm like, yeah, people are creepy. And now that I have children, being a health coach really supported me in healing my own emotional turmoil and traumas, and being able to also provide for them that support and that guidance that I didn't necessarily have. So it was, it's like a multitude of things going on at so many times. So I say that to say, taking responsibility of your life and what it is that you want to do, however you want to do it, doesn't necessarily come with a plan all the time. And there's no need for you to feel discouraged about, you know, your age or your level of education or whatever these things that we allow the world to place upon us in society. Just come back to source. You are the source. You are. Go within. Go within and know that no matter what it is you decide to do, you have so many different smaller steps within those decisions to decide on making. So make it count, make it fun, enjoy the journey. I mean, you're not here to be so attached to what just isn't real. Become detached from the unnecessary BS and enjoy your freaking life, man. Do what's best for you. And even if you are understanding that the best for you is moment by moment, then live it. Live it and live it up. If you're a person who needs to calculate things, I mean, spend your time calculating. I freaking look at things mathematically all the time, and I get on my own damn nerves. But again, at the same time, I appreciate that of me when it's time for me to go into these corporate places. I appreciate that of me when my children are asking me for guidance and I understand their mathematics and I understand their language, even though I'm in a different generation, you know, learning to relate. So anyway, I know this all ties in. Just know that what you're here to do is already ingrained in you, and you just need to trigger it and be around people and energies that help to trigger that. So just stay present at all times. Stay in gratitude. Own what it is that you are, as if you already have what it is you want. Own it. Own it now. It exists now. I am grateful that I have tons of listeners who appreciate what I am sharing with them this morning. I am grateful that I had pancakes this morning, even though that's going to be like at 12 o'clock afternoon, but I'm so grateful that I have them and I'll be able to eat them when I feel like it. You know, I am excited about being on this podcast and being back. It's been quite a long time, and there's different energies that I'm going to be rocking with, but it's okay because I'm still Riss. Oh, I'm still Riss. Anyway, I'm not going to stay in here too long. Again, this is the first morning shift. Let's get in gear. Let's make our coffee. Some of you guys, you know, turn on some music, dance around a little bit before you wake the children up for school. Cook some breakfast. You know, have some compassion for yourself. Love up on yourself. Kiss your boo-boo. do whatever you do. Let your dog lick you. I mean, whatever you feel like doing, just enjoy it. It is your journey. You're the only one who can make it happen, and you have no one else to blame when it ain't happening the way you want it to. So, peace and love and joy in the hearts of all of you all from mine to yours. I look forward to being on this new journey with you all. I invite those who would like to call in to express themselves. Please join me at 6 o'clock. I can yap all day by myself. I would love to have conversation with you though, so please feel free to join in. Also, if you have any input concerning personal issues, dealing with relationships, dealing with the educational system, looking for information on career changes, looking for information on how to create a better social life for yourself, whatever it is, let the morning shift be a place where you can actually call in and feel comfortable enough to talk about that and unravel before the day gets all tight and wound up. Unravel now, so that way as it comes, you're like, yeah, I saw you coming. It's all good. Rock with it, you know. Let the good times roll. So, I'm your host, Miss Riss. Thank you for listening to our first official morning shift. I will catch you every morning as long as I am breathing and I can remember and set my alarm and all that good stuff. Let's just be realistic. But I look forward to spending some time with you all. These podcasts will get as long or as short as they need to. So if you call in, we can make a rock for at least 2 hours. So it's nice and quiet right now. I'm going to go calm myself down and rest until we meet again. Carry yourself with integrity. Be transparent about and love up on somebody today. If not someone else, make sure you love up on yourself. Thank you for listening to Mask Off. I'm your host, Miss Riss. I'll catch you all on the other side. On your way out the door, listen and do I do, and dance your way into a great day.